The Mind of the Leader: How to Lead Yourself, Your People, and Your Organization for Extraordinary Results. Authors: Rasmus Hoggart and Jacqueline Carter. The MSC Leader: Only internal drivers such as meaningful engagement, connectedness, and feeling valued can engage employees on the deeper level needed for long-term commitment and productivity. Successful leaders in the future will be the ones who can facilitate true happiness for their people. So, what qualities of mind does a leader need to be better at leading our changing workforce? We found that three mental qualities stand out as being critical for increasing engagement, happiness, and productivity: mindfulness, M; selflessness, S; and compassion, C. The anatomy of mindfulness. We keep the practice and definition of mindfulness simple and close to its ancient roots: paying attention in the present moment with a calm, focused, and clear mind. Through repeated practice, mindfulness triggers a shift in cognitive control of frontal brain regions. This enables us to perceive our world, our emotions, and other people without fight or flight reactions and have better emotional resilience. The anatomy of selflessness. Selflessness is the wisdom of getting out of your own way, the way of your people, and the way of your organization. It combines strong self-confidence with a humble intention to be of service. The anatomy of compassion. Compassion is the quality of having positive intentions for others. Compassion is to put yourself in their shoes for a moment, notice their pain, and then see if you can help them address the challenges they face. MSC leadership requires courage and hard work to develop. It requires that we take an unflinching look at ourselves, at how we interact with people, and at how our organizations operate. And it all starts with you. Understand and lead yourself. Mindful self-leadership. 73% of leaders feel distracted from their current tasks, either some or most of the time. No wonder the attention economy is an apt term for our current organizational environments. In today's distracted environments, only the focused survive. Strategies for focused performance. The following strategies will help you strengthen the six faculties of focus. 1. Understand what impacts focus. Consider how your focus is impacted by the time of the day, when you eat, what you eat, your mental state, and how many hours you slept. Make sure your most important activities are planned around the times when your focus is stronger. Relaxation is also a prerequisite for strong focus. If we care for our body with quality sleep, nutrition, and exercise, our focus is enhanced. 2. Stop multitasking. Multitasking lowers people's job satisfaction, damages personal relationships, adversely affects memory, and negatively affects health, not to mention hindered creativity. 3. Avoid action addiction. Action addiction is an uncontrollable urge to be doing something and a discomfort with being still. It includes behaviors like constantly checking emails, texts, new feeds, or social media. The obvious consequences of action addiction are that we're constantly chasing short-term wins and losing sight of our bigger goals. However, since action addiction is a mental state, we can overcome it through training of mindful focus. Selfless self-leadership. Humility is not just a noble attitude, it is a realistic perspective on individual worth. If you think your company is successful due to your own efforts, ask yourself a few questions. Who trained and mentored you? Who schedules your meetings and manages your calendar? Who built and who maintains the car that takes you to work? How many people in the organization are doing a great job every day? We are so interconnected with others. Understanding this reality awakens a healthy sense of humility. Compassionate self-leadership. Being kind to yourself is the ability to acknowledge that you're good enough. You're a human being with flaws and imperfection. People who are high in self-compassion tend to experience distressing events without becoming overwhelmed or stuck. They view themselves and their actions empathetically, which allows them to more easily bounce back from a setback. Take a moment to reflect on how often your inner critic shows up, creating self-doubt and lowering your sense of self-worth. Now, try the following steps. Acknowledge that your inner critic has made an appearance. Pause and breathe. Remind yourself that you're doing your best. Pause and breathe. When you're ready, let go of your inner critic and move on. Understand and lead your people. Mindful leadership. Here are two ways you can apply mindfulness toward enhancing leadership effectiveness. Creating personal touchpoints. Touchpoints are the short moments of presence you can create with each individual you meet at work. When you connect with people at all levels in the company, memorize their names and the names of their family members, and take a genuine interest in their lives. Start simple. Begin with yourself, your behaviors, and those with whom you directly engage. Doing less by being more. Through mindful presence, you become the container in which they have the space to process the issue without you stepping in to solve, fix, manipulate, or control the situation. Just create a safe space for people to air their frustrations. Selfless leadership. Selfless leadership is about recognizing that your success is based on your ability to skillfully develop the potential of your people. It requires holding back from micromanaging people and processes. Selflessness in leadership also includes a strong commitment to helping your people grow, not just by allocating funds or training, but by passing on your best insights and intentions. Compassionate leadership. Compassion is the ability to put yourself in others' shoes, and in doing so, you better understand their challenge and how best to help them. It's the intent to contribute to the happiness and well-being of others, wishing to alleviate suffering. One characteristic of compassion is the wish to alleviate the suffering of others. In tough times like large-scale layoffs, leaders risk growing numb to the individual's suffering. The next time you make decisions that adversely impact others, try to develop a compassionate attitude toward the people involved. Then notice how it changes the dynamics of the experience. Understand and lead your organization. Lead for a mindful organization. In a mindful culture, work is organized in a way that's conducive to being present with one another, being focused on the task at hand, and having awareness of self and others. Here are a few practical tips that you can implement in your organization. Cultivate mindful meetings. At the beginning of every meeting, invite everyone to join in 1 minute of silence before getting started. This simple minute can be a key to helping everyone mentally arrive versus just being there physically with a little more focus and presence. Promote physical movement. Nike is a leader in this area. Meeting at Nike can take place on a basketball court, running track, or in the gym. Minimize digital distractions. France has recently introduced a right to disconnect law that forces employers to create systems that disable email during days off and weekends. Although this may sound extreme, it is an acknowledgement of how the boundaries between work and home have become tenuous. Organizations need to create more mental space for their employees. Lead for selfless organizations. Specific traits of a selfless culture include: show gratitude. Gratitude is contagious. When leaders show appreciation, there is likely to be a ripple effect. With the wisdom of selfless cultures, it is rarely just one person who makes great sales happen. A selfless culture identifies all those people who make the invisible contributions to the shared success. Employ selfless wisdom. A selfless culture has the space for wisdom. When Antoine Raymond, CEO of A. Raymond, a global manufacturer of fasteners and connectors, and his leadership team learned that their biggest competitor was close to bankruptcy, they called an emergency meeting not to celebrate, but to strategize how they could leverage the situation. Antoine explained, "Our industry is an ecosystem of clients, providers, and partnerships. If our biggest competitor left, it'd destabilize the market. Beyond the obvious pain it'd cause their employees, it'd also hurt us. Antoine picked up the phone and offered the CEO of the competitor a financial support lead for a compassionate organization. To better understand how to create compassionate organizations, consider Southwest Airlines. Southwest established a strong culture of compassion in its teams, which led to a stronger sense of social cohesion. To get a plane turned around requires up to 12 different teams to collaborate efficiently. Pilots, ticketing agents, baggage handlers, maintenance teams, and tarmac crews all need to work together to quickly get a plane in the air. These functions aren't particularly keen to collaborate because of distinct power hierarchies and cross-team disputes. The culture instilled in Southwest is one of genuine respect and concern. Pilots aren't seen as superior and maintenance members aren't seen as expendable. They're part of the same organism trying to accomplish one purpose while experiencing joy and kindness toward one another. Every organization needs this type of cohesion for compassionate culture to be instilled. Leadership for a hard future. As leaders today, we have a responsibility to face the hard challenges of the future. We have to stand up to face the future with clear minds. We cannot change the tsunami of challenges coming our way, but we can prepare ourselves to stand together rather than fight one another. We can start now by building more mindfulness, selflessness, and compassion in our organizations and societies, so that trust and social cohesion is in place when things get harder.